Roland Martin, brought to you by General Motors. Made to love. The all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala puts a new spin on an amazing heritage. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Find new roads.
Roland Martin, what's going on, man?
Skip, how you doing, Doc? I hope all is well with you, Sybil, and J. Anthony Brown.
Yeah, funny. Very funny, Roland. Very
what?
Funny.
I didn't look.
No, they're funny.
Look, man. You and Tom chose to go there, so we put together a magazine cover call from The People magazine, where Tom and Russ Parr and J. Anthony Brown both were declared the top three unsexiest men alive. Yes, yeah. The People magazine.
Yes,
so yes, The People. So put that on BlackAmericaWayUp.com.
Both
yes, that'll be great.
Both my sides are hurting.
Folks, all across the country, in fact, all across the world today, there are numerous events taking place to mark the 50th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in Dallas, Texas on this day. And it is certainly a day of infamy. And in fact, if you think back the 48 hours, Kennedy gets killed, Lee Harvey Oswald gets killed, the country, frankly, was stuck trying to figure out what in the world was going on. And a couple of things. Well, first of all, we have two guests today. Dick Gregory, of course. He is the comedian. He's the activist. He is joining us this morning. And also, we're trying to get on the phone lines. Byron Pitts of ABC News. He is actually in Dallas covering it as well. And so I just want to get a roundup from Byron when we get him on the phone lines. But, Dick, it's amazing 50 years later, you have more and more Americans who absolutely believe that Lee Harvey Oswald was not the lone gunman to kill President Kennedy.
Yeah, well, what you looking at? Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Man, you talking like you was there.
Well, you know, I got a report.
Well, I'm 81 years old. I know what happened. I was watching. I've looked at it. But people say 81 years old, vegetarian, you look so well. Let me tell you, 81 is 81. I don't care what you eat. You know, I'm still trying to get over. My birthday was last month, and I cracked three of my teeth eating Jell-O, man. So don't tell me about it. You know, as a doctor the other day asked me, you've been fasting for 40-some years. What is your doctor think? My doctor been dead 30 years. Come on, y'all. When you stop and look at the what went on that day, and it's still going on, being hidden. There's a whole lot of people, because there's different types of information now that they know now that the doctor that did the autopsy at Parkland Hospital, he took his notes home. Kennedy was hit on Friday. He took his notes home on Sunday and burned them. All the information. He never turned Kennedy over on his back to look at the bullet entrance and exit. And he hadn't been indicted or investigated at all. And so when you stop and think about that, they called two Catholic priests in to give the last rites. Few people know this in the autopsy records that the investigation archives that either the priest was lied to or they lied, because when they gave him the last rites, he wasn't dead yet. Probably one of the shocking things that's being revealed, or it came out in 1999, the bronze coffin that they carried Kennedy's body back in, they say, to Washington, D.C., that coffin is dumped in the Atlantic Ocean, and I was shocked.
Now, Dick, that was stunning. The BBC did the report, and when I talked to you last night, you said look that up. And Sybil, it was an amazing story that, according to the BBC story in 66, Robert Kennedy said that, look, you know, we believe the family has the rights to determine what happens with the casket. And so in 66, the National Archives, they actually picked it up and loaded it with sand, put it in another box, and dropped it in the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, they said they loaded it with sand. They loaded it with all the information that they had to get out of there, because more and more judges was letting people pick up information.
Let me do this radio show momentarily, okay?
And so what happened is that they said they loaded it with sand. Bobby Kennedy didn't know nothing about it. Bobby Kennedy was probably in and look and have it investigated. And then they just said that he had it done. Bobby Kennedy had no authority over that,
right,
that coffin. There's something in that coffin. The other thing is they never explained that by the time Kennedy got to Washington, D.C., the body, his brain was missing. It's still missing to this day. How did you have somebody shoot the president? And all we don't know at that time what it was right. about, how, and all it was, with all the people that still around him, Gordon and evidence, the body, the brain is missing to this day. Now,
Dick,
one
second.
Yes.
Dick, one second. I want to go to Byron Pitts real quick. Byron, you're in Dallas right now, and there still is so much surrounding people who simply believing that, look, that something happened here. There was a mass conspiracy in the killing of President Kennedy.
Well, good morning, Roland. Oh, without question. Local people call Dealey Plaza Kennedy World. Mm-hmm. Every single day, people come up with different conspiracy theories. Just yesterday, I was standing at Dealey Plaza, and this gentleman walks up to me, an African-American man, middle-aged, says, Brother Byron, can I speak to you for a second? Yes, sir. I got something I want to show you. Yes, sir. He reaches in his pocket and pulls out, he says, look at this. I said, what's that? He said, it's the missing bullet from 63. He was dead serious. You see that kind of thing in the plaza every single day. A recent ABC News, 62% of Americans still believe to this day that it was a conspiracy. It wasn't just Lee Harvey Oswald that day. We've talked to historians who give a variety of reasons as to why that is. It's hard for people that someone so young, so vibrant could be killed, as one historian told us, that history could be jackknifed by high school dropout.
It is certainly stunning. We have Dick Gregory also on the phone. And Dick, I don't think it will ever reach a point where Americans will be satisfied that this was simply Lee Harvey Oswald killing President Kennedy.
Well, one of the things is, you know, as you said, the gentleman walked up at him and said, we all been knowing since the second week there was another bullet that was found on the stretcher that they had Kennedy in. What they do, a lot of this stuff comes from the CIA and the FBI. There was a world-renowned psychic named Gene Dixon. 18 months before Kennedy was even booked to go to Dallas, she have a column that go all over the world. And in her column, she said, I see dark clouds around JFK's head in Dallas. He shouldn't go there. He wasn't even booked to go there then. And then when it happened, they reran her column. We got under the Freedom of Information Act that J. Edgar Hoover, she was on J. Edgar Hoover's payroll, and every time they would get a target, they would give it to her to run. If my mother was alive, she would think that she's sitting next to the right hand of God. They arrested three people in Dealey Plaza at the Grassy Mall. And all three of them, they carried in. They booked them under John Doe. They didn't fingerprint them. They didn't write down the questions that they asked them, or they did not tape it. And so all of this, why wouldn't you think it's a trick, except people who's been duped by what happened? Or do you have people one day to try to say
right.
that King set up the Empire State Building?
Hey, Byron, Dick, hold on one second. Byron, real quick. Look, media from all over the world there in Dallas. Do you believe that we've heard from city leaders that Dallas has finally healed, or is this still a part of Dallas, if you will, just what this means?
I think so. I think there's a part of Dallas that's still pained by what happened here 50 years ago, even some level of embarrassment. But I think
right.
this is their effort now to get past that finally.
Byron Pitts, ABC News, we appreciate it. Dick Gregory, thank you so very much
thank you.
For sharing your thoughts about JFK's assassination 50 years ago.